contemplative prayer, praying with icons. As with all icons, there's no need to really know the background of it in order to pray with it and contemplate with it, because it is the visual word of God represented to us. But sometimes it does help to have the background in order to prepare to pray with it. Today we'll be using the icon of the San Damiano Crucifix. This is the actual icon that St. Francis was praying before when he received his commission to go and rebuild the church. It is known to be the icon of the transfigured Christ. In the Eastern Church, the icon always represents the image of the living God. And so by gazing upon this icon, we actually get the experience of gazing upon Christ, to come into his presence, to have a personal encounter with this sacred image of him through the grace of the Holy Spirit. This icon contains the whole story of Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension into glory. It's the entire Paschal mystery. The central figure is Christ on the cross. You'll notice that it's the brightest part. He's the light that comes into the world. We hear in John chapter 8, verses 12. We hear in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have eternal life. You'll notice that Christ stands upright. He's not nailed to the cross. His eyes are open, and he looks out at you into the world. He is very much alive. You'll notice above Christ is a red circle, and you'll see that Christ is portrayed as breaking out of that circle. He's dressed now not in a loincloth, but in these fine robes of gold and these wonderful garments. That's the portrayal of the ascension. You may also notice a hand at the very top of the icon. This hand looks like it's blessing the entire image. There's two fingers pointed forward and three tucked under. The two fingers symbolize that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. And the three tucked under symbolize the three persons of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This hand, indicating blessing over the entire icon, this hand can be understood as the Father's hand, blessing his Son. You'll notice to his left are Mary and the beloved disciple. They're looking at each other, gazing into each other's eyes. Jesus has said to them, Woman, behold your son, and son, behold your mother. And you can see in that moment, it is happening. The beloved disciple can also be an image for all of us. You are the beloved disciple, and Mary is your mother, and she gazes at you. You'll notice on the right are Mary Magdalene, and it's indicated with her hand towards her face as almost a profound shock of he is risen. The woman next to her is probably Mary Clopas, which is the mother of James. And then the third figure on the right is the centurion. You'll notice in his left hand he holds the piece of wood, and you can see in his face that he is transformed as he looks upon Christ. The little boy above his shoulder is believed to be his son who was healed. You'll notice, too, on the bottom left is the centurion with the spear, the one who pierced Jesus' side, and you can see from his side the blood and water flowing. In this image are also some unknown saints, as well as angels. The darkness behind Christ represents the empty tomb. You'll also notice the five wounds of Christ, two in his hands, two in his feet, and one at his side. St. Francis would receive the stigmata, and he himself would bear these wounds. As you pray with this icon, especially in the beginning, allow your eyes to take in the entire image, just like you would read over a scripture passage. And at some point, your eyes will probably settle upon one part of the image, Maybe it's directly on the eyes of Christ. Maybe it's on Mary and the beloved disciple. Maybe it's on the blood gushing from his side. Maybe it's the Father's hand and blessing. Allow your eyes to gaze wherever they are drawn and spend time contemplatively with this icon. This time is not about trying to figure it out or even understand it, but to simply be with Christ. If you find yourself distracted, allow your eyes to move to another part of the icon until they rest again on another image, and remain with that image. Just gaze upon it and be with the Lord in this wonderful icon of San Damiano, an image into heaven, the image of the visible Christ. Spend the rest of the time now in quiet contemplation, gazing upon the icon, and then journal your experience.